from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kenyan Muslims defy terrorists. Islamist gunmen ambushed a bus traveling from Nairobi to Mandera, Kenya on Monday and demanded that passengers separate into groups of Christians and Muslims. But Muslim passengers refused these orders, protecting their Christian counterparts. Jill Craig has reaction from Nairobi.
Gunmen believed to be Al-Shabaab supporters shot at a bus in North Kenya's Mandera County Monday. But the passengers aboard the bus attacked Monday showed unusual bravery. Witnesses say some Muslim passengers gave headscarves to non-Muslims to help them conceal their identities, likely remembering a previous attack in Mandera last year when militants killed 28 non-Muslims taken off a bus. According to local officials, the attackers ordered everyone off the bus and to separate into two groups of Muslims and non-Muslims. But passengers refused, telling the militants to kill them all. The gunmen soon left. Nairobi resident Mahamud Mohammed says this show of solidarity demonstrates the Kenyan spirit.
And from now, we the Muslims will be the forefront to fight terrorism.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Al-Shabaab has staged a number of deadly attacks in Kenya since 2011 when government sent troops into Somalia to fight the Al-Qaeda-linked group. Iraqi troops closed in on Islamic State fighters Wednesday in central Ramadi, where they're trying to retake the city they lost 7 months ago and further shrink the ISIS so-called caliphate. In the second day of a major offensive, forces led by an elite counterterrorism unit pushed toward the government complex in Ramadi, the capital of Iraq's Anbar province. Several hundred ISIS fighters are believed to have barricaded themselves in the city center. Iraqi military officials say government forces expect to be in control of Ramadi in a few days. This is VOA News. A British lawmaker has written to Prime Minister David Cameron asking him to challenge the United States after a British Muslim family was denied permission to travel to Southern California at the last minute. A Disneyland vacation for Mohammed Tariq Mahmoud was inexplicably interrupted.
We planned this trip for like 2 months. Kids are excited, and all of a sudden some person just comes and says, you're not allowed to board the plane with no explanation given. It's devastating. It's like we were alienated the way we were just taken out of the room.
And how did your kids take it?
Well, they were devastated. They were like really heartbroken. They had tears in their eyes because that's something for them, that they were planning this for months.
That courtesy of ITV News in London. Cameron's office said the Prime Minister will look into the lawmaker's claims. Stella Creasy, a member of British Parliament, told British newspapers she's concerned that a growing number of British Muslim families are being denied entry to the U.S. with no reason given. Amnesty International added to the criticism of Russia's air campaign in Syria with a new report Wednesday, saying the bombings have killed at least 200 civilians. The rights group said the Russian airstrikes have hit homes and hospitals and that its research showed that there were no fighters or military targets nearby. A Russian court has issued an international arrest warrant for Mikhail Khodorkovsky, a former Yukos oil chief and a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian police accuse Mr. Khodorkovsky, who's now based in London, of ordering the killing of the mayor of a Siberian oil town. Mr. Khodorkovsky denies the charges, calling them a response to his pro-democracy work. The United Nations says more than 18 million people across eastern Africa are at risk of food insecurity due to El Nino weather patterns and conflicts in the region. Lenny Ruvaga reports from Nairobi.
The East African bloc, IGAD, warned Wednesday the persistent drought affecting eastern and central Africa will continue for at least 3 more months. Climate Prediction and Applications Center Director Guleid Artan says East African nations will receive more rainfall, but not until March.
The drought in the north sector will continue till the next rainy season. While the rains will subside in half of Kenya, but we'll have above average rainfall in southern western Kenya.
El Niño, a climate phenomenon, occurs when temperatures in the central and eastern Pacific Ocean become warmer than average. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi.
El Niño's impact was felt in eastern Africa as far back as early May, when drought conditions affected parts of Ethiopia, Sudan, and Somalia. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.